Brian Acevedo's done. He's done with California, the state he's called home for the entirety of his 26 years.
We realized that we could not stay here, like it is not viable.
Acevedo's a Portuguese-American dairy farmer in Merced, California. He, his parents, his brother, and sister have milked cows for 15 years. They rented a dairy with a herd of 600 and constantly dreamt of owning their own. But that dream has been hard to catch.
The cost of feeds here, exacerbated by the drought, as well as constant increasing in regulation and the cost of those regulations, have made it very difficult for a small operation like ourselves.
And the Acevedos aren't alone in the struggle dairymen face in California. Michael Marsh, the CEO of Western United Dairymen, says a full quarter of the state's dairies have closed since 2007.
They've just closed their doors, and they've decided to make their investment in other states.
He blames high feed costs, state and business environmental regulations, and the drought. He also blames almonds. The large demand and high profit margin for the nut has some dairymen leveling their operations and planting almond orchards.
As the dairy farmers have transitioned out of that business, some other permanent crop has come in to take the position where the dairy was.
Acevedo, the dairy farmer in Merced, wanted to give up his dairy farm, but didn't want to give up dairy farming.
I'm willing to talk to anybody and everybody.
That's David Skaggs. He works for South Dakota, luring dairies to the state. Skaggs met the Acevedos at the World Ag Expo in Tulare, California. The dairy pavilion there is full of recruiters from the Midwest, Iowa, Nebraska, Kansas, all vying for the attention of dairy farmers.
We have dairies that have relocated from Ireland, England, the Netherlands, numerous other states as well, but California seems to be a good target market for us.
South Dakota recruits so hard that the state's governor, Dennis Dugard, is involved in the recruiting. The state even uses a hashtag, GetSomeMilk2014. Dugard spoke with AgNetWest.com at last year's expo.
We're trying to attract California dairymen to look at South Dakota's advantages for establishing a dairy.
South Dakota's message is this. The state has fewer regulations, processes permits quickly, has ample amount of land, and has plenty of cheese and milk processors.
Not only is the regulatory climate good, but the economics are very good. We don't have any personal income tax. We have no corporate income tax. Feed costs are low, and our milk prices are high.
Skaggs' goal is to double the number of dairy cows in the state.
Since I took over in 2005, we have grown our dairy industry from 81,000 dairy cows to 97,000 today. By the end of the year, we'll be over 100,000 cows.
Acevedo was hooked. He sold most of his cows, made multiple trips to South Dakota, and eventually bought a 117-acre dairy in the Mount Rushmore state for less than $1 million. It would have cost him at least twice as much in California. Every morning, Acevedo wakes up, grabs a pitchfork, and feeds the 60 cows he decided to keep with a hay, oat, and corn mix.
I'd much rather leave my home and go where I can have a dairy business and have cows do what I want to do versus stay here where I'm at and do something else. I think that I'll be happier over there versus being over here in better weather doing what I don't want to do.
And come mid-spring, the Acevedos will settle in South Dakota, leaving behind California's dairy world for what he hopes will be greener pastures. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Ezra David Romero.